welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're exploring how IoT-enabled smart shelves are reshaping in-store operations. From real-time inventory visibility to automated workflows and the early building blocks of connected retail ecosystems. Joining us today is Ross Foreman, Managing Director in Strategy and Innovations here at BDO. And Ross will break down what smart shelves look like today, where they're headed, and what retailers should be thinking about as they scale this technology. Welcome back to the show, Ross.
Thank you for having me, Natalie.
Terrific. So what exactly do smart shelves mean today? And what makes them so powerful for retailers? Because I have to be honest with you, Ross. I mean, when I think of these things, I think of the Jetsons, for those of us that are old enough to remember that.
Yeah, great show. So it's really incredible technology. Smart shelves today, it's really about bringing real-time intelligence to one of the most fundamental parts of the store. It's the shelf edge. So at the core, they combine sensors, connectivity, and automation to track what's actually happening on the shelf. So what's in stock, what's selling, and what needs attention. What makes them powerful, it's the shift from being reactive to proactive from an operational perspective. Instead of waiting for an associate or a customer to notice something's empty, the system flags it immediately, instantly. So that automation reduces labor strain, it improves accuracy, and ultimately it helps retailers protect sales that are often lost simply because something wasn't available at that moment.
Yes, so I really love the idea of being proactive versus reactive. And all of this does sound really interesting, cool, futuristic. But how does it change the day-to-day operations inside the physical stores?
Yeah, it does change the rhythm of the store. You're right in pointing that out. Instead of walking the aisles looking for issues, though, associates are more guided by real-time alerts that tell them exactly where to go, what to fix, what to address. It's much more of an improved operational flow. So you see fewer manual cycle counts, fewer emergency restocks, and it's more time spent on higher value tasks like helping customers, managing promotions, handling the click and collect orders. It also creates more predictability. So store teams can plan their day around data rather than some kind of gut feel, which is a big shift in efficiency and consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm certain that it also plays some type of role in predictive analytics and how retailers can be utilizing this data for that. But with any type of integration come challenges. So what challenges should retailers expect when introducing smart shelf technology into their existing store environment?
The biggest challenge really is that no two stores are the same. You're layering modern IoT technology oftentimes on legacy infrastructure. So there's different planograms and sometimes inconsistent Wi-Fi, power availability, things of that nature. So retailers should expect to spend time, I think, on three things: connectivity, making sure sensors and gateway communicate reliably; data integration, tying shelf data into inventory, point of sale, and workforce systems; and of course, change management, helping store teams, they've got to trust the system and adopt the new workflows this is going to create. The good news is that once the foundation is in place, scaling becomes much easier.
Right. So speaking of change management and making all of these moves, how can retailers move from a single smart shelf use case to a more connected store ecosystem without overwhelming their teams or the systems?
I believe you start with one high value use case. So it's usually on shelf availability, by way of example. Make sure it works flawlessly. And then once that's stable, you can layer in other, let's call them adjacent capabilities like dynamic pricing or planogram compliance or loss prevention analytics, the key sequencing. So each new capability should build on the same data foundation, so you're not creating these parallel systems or extra work for store teams. And it's important to keep the associate experience simple. If the technology reduces steps and removes friction, adoption should follow, you know, more naturally.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. So last question is, how do warehouse level inventory management, how does that tie into smart shelves in store performance?
Yeah, it's a great question. So smart shelves gives you the most accurate signal of what's happening at the shelf, but it's the warehouse that determines whether the store can respond. When the two are connected, retailers can trigger replenishment earlier, they can reduce safety stock, they can improve order accuracy, and they can also avoid that bullwhip effect that happens when stores over or under report inventory. It creates a closed loop. The shelf tells the warehouse what's needed, and the warehouse fulfills based on real demand rather than some forecast or manual counts. That's where retailers start to see real gains in availability, labor efficiency, and customer satisfaction.
Terrific. And I have to say, Russ, it certainly sounds like a no-brainer to me for retailers to be taking advantage of the smart shelves. Thank you very much for your time today, Russ. Smart shelves are accelerating the shift towards real-time operations, smarter workflows, as you mentioned, and more connected in-store environments. If you want more insights into the technologies reshaping the retail floor, be sure to tune in next week. And until next week, keep moving towards a more responsive and data-driven store experience. Have a wonderful afternoon.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.